I can't. This is Archie. Come over right away.
I can, Archie. I'm making myself a Kraft chocolate malted.
But, Jug, it's a matter of life or death.
Relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Transcribed and brought to you by three wonderful products of the Kraft Foods Company. Kraft Dairy Fresh Caramels, Kraft Chocolate Flavored Malted Milk, and Kraft Famous Ice Cream Mix Frizz. Yes, here's Archie Andrews, known as Gang. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mr. Andrews seated in the living room reading his newspaper.
Let's see now, you gotta see this. Let's see. You gotta see the fishing. Hey, what do you know about that? Oh, Mary! Mary!
Yes, Fran, are you calling me?
Yes, dear. Mary, guess what I'm going to do this afternoon?
Fall asleep on the couch.
You're absolutely right. Mary, no! I'm not going to fall asleep on the couch. If I do any falling asleep, it'll be out at the river.
Out at the river?
That's right, at the river. Because I, my dear, am going fishing.
Fishing? Fred, what brought this up?
This article in the paper says the big ones are biting out at the river. And I just remembered I haven't done any fishing at all this summer.
Well, that's right. You haven't.
And I think it'll do me good to get out and spend a nice, quiet afternoon at fishing. Fresh air and sunshine. Relaxation.
Fred, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
It'll do you a world of good. When are you going?
Just as soon as I can get my fishing tackle together.
All right. I'll make some sandwiches for you to take along for lunch.
Wonderful. And I'll dig out my fishing rod.
I'll make the sandwiches right now.
Good. Yes, sir. Been a long time since I've been out there waving a hook at those fish. Just get the old fishing rod out of this closet and, It's funny. Fishing rod isn't in here. Oh, Mary!
Yes, dear?
Have you seen my fishing rod?
Hello?
I said, have you
seen... Hiya, Dad.
Oh, hello, Archie. I said,
how's
you...
How's the boy today, Dad?
Fine, thanks. I said, have you...
Well day, isn't it, Dad?
It's lovely. I said, have you...
It's the nicest day we've had this week.
Archie, all right, so it's a nice day. But I am trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
She was, Dad, I don't mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Archie!
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Mary, I said, have you seen my fishing rod?
Your fishing rod? Well, have you looked in the hall closet?
Yes, Mary, I looked in the hall closet, and it isn't there.
You know, Dad, I think I saw it up in the attic.
You did?
Oh, no, Archie, I was up there yesterday, and I didn't see it there. I think it's down in the basement.
It is?
Oh, no, Mom, I was working down there the other day, and I didn't see it there. Maybe it's out in the garage.
No, Archie, I cleaned out the garage last week, and it wasn't there.
Oh. Well, Fred, where could it be?
Mary, I don't know. But I can see one thing. If I'm going to do any fishing today, I'm going to have to do a little hunting first.
Well, we'll know in a minute what luck Mr. Andrews has finding his fishing rod, but one thing you don't have to look very far for is a delicious, tasty, cooling Kraft malted milk. That is, you don't have to look very far if you followed my suggestion of the past few weeks and bought a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk at your food store. I know a lot of you have, because the popularity of this nourishing summer drink has been growing everywhere, and no wonder. You see, Kraft malteds are really super. You make them right in your own kitchen. Just mix a paste of Kraft malted milk in the bottom of a glass with a little milk, then fill the glass brim full of chilled milk. Give one last stir, and presto, a tempting, wholesome drink that's literally loaded with nourishment. That's a Kraft malted. So buy a supply of Kraft malted milk at your favorite food store tomorrow. Enjoy this rich summer drink with meals, between meals, or just before going to bed. Everyone loves a Kraft malted. And now, back to the Andrews, who are busily searching for Mr. Andrews' fishing rod.
Fred, Dad, did you find it?
No, Mary, I didn't. Did you find it, Archie?
No, Dad, and I looked in my room, your room, the guest room, and all the upstairs closets.
Oh, dear, and I looked in the attic and in all the rooms and closets down here.
And I looked in the basement and in the garage.
Red, where on earth could it be?
Mary, if I knew, I wouldn't be playing fishing rod, who's got the fishing rod?
Gee whiz, I just remembered.
Just remembered what?
About your fishing rod, Dad. It's at Jughead's house.
Oh, well, all right. I thought perhaps it was you at whose house?
Jughead's.
Archie, what is my fishing rod doing at Jughead's house?
Well, I loaned it to his Uncle Herman a few weeks ago, and he never brought it back.
Oh, fine. Archie, what right did you have to lend...
Now, Fred, there was nothing wrong with lending your fishing rod. You hardly ever use it.
But I...
Just call up Jughead, have him bring the rod back, and then you can go fishing.
But I... Oh, me. All right, Mary... But the boy still had no right to lend that rod without asking my permission.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I should hope so. Now get Jughead on the phone and tell him to get over here with that rod in a hurry.
Okay, Dad, I will.
Well.
Operator, get me Riverdale 479, please. I sure hope he's home.
He better be.
Now, Fred.
Hello?
Hello, Jughead. This is Archie.
Oh, hi, Archie.
Listen, Jug, do you remember when you borrowed my father's fishing rod so you and your Uncle Herman could go fishing a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, you never returned the rod, and my father wants it to go fishing.
What for? He won't catch anything.
Yes, Jug, but
he just get all sunburned mosquito bit.
Jug,
buy fish cheaper down at the market.
Jughead, all right. But my father still wants to go fishing, whether you think he'll catch anything or not. So bring that rod over here right away.
Okay, Archie.
Okay.
Is he coming over?
Yeah, Dad. He said he'd be right here.
Good.
There. You see, Fred, I told you there was nothing to get so excited about. He'll be here in no time.
I hope so.
Of course he will. Now, I better finish making your sandwiches.
All right, dear. Now, let me see. All I have to do is get my creel and my boots and some hooks, and I'll be all set to go fishing.
What are you going to use for bait, Dad?
Bait? Oh, good grief. I forgot all about that. Got to have some bait, don't I?
Well, you sure do, Dad. Unless you're just going fishing to catch a cold. Catch a cold. Wasn't funny, huh?
No, Archie, not very funny. Now, listen, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah?
I want you to go out in the backyard and catch some grasshoppers.
Sure, Dad. Grasshoppers? Dad, what do you want grasshoppers for?
Not to teach me how to jump. I want them for bait.
Bait? Dad, who ever heard of grasshoppers for bait?
Archie, any fisherman who knows what he's doing knows that at this time of year, grasshoppers are the finest bait you can think of. Besides, they're a lot easier to catch than digging for worms.
But, Dad, I don't want to go catching grasshoppers.
Archie, don't argue. I'll pay you a nickel a grasshopper.
But, Dad, I do. You will?
Yes, I will. But I want a nice big one.
Gee whiz, okay, Dad. I'll go catch some right now. Gee whiz, a nickel a piece for all the grasshoppers. Gee whiz.
Well, that solves the bait problem. Now I better get my creel out of the closet. And something tells me I'll come home tonight with that creel loaded with whoppers. Yes, sir, Oh, fine. No creel. Mary!
Yes, dear?
Where's my creel?
Your what?
My creel. Thought it was in this closet, but it isn't.
Fred, what on earth's a creel?
Mary, a creel is a small wicker basket that I wear on a strap over my shoulder, and when I catch a fish, I put it in there.
Oh, is that a creel?
Yes, that's a creel.
I loaned that to Mr. Cooper.
Loaned it to Mr. Cooper? Mary, when did you lend my creel to Mr. Cooper?
A few weeks ago, he was going fishing and he couldn't find his creel, so he stopped by here and asked if he could borrow yours.
And you said yes.
Well, Fred, of course. What's the harm in his borrowing your creel?
Mary, there is no harm in Mr. Cooper borrowing my creel. And there was no harm in Jughead's Uncle Herman borrowing my fishing rod. Well, what am I running here, a sporting goods store?
But I didn't...
When I want to go fishing, I want to go fishing. I don't want to start running all over town getting my own equipment back.
Fred Andrews, for pity's sake, stop being so dramatic.
Right!
You don't have to run all over town. So far, you haven't set foot out of this room.
But I...
All you have to do is call Mr. Cooper up, and I'm sure he'll be glad to bring your creel right over. It's just next door.
Oh, me. All right, Mary, all right. I'll call Mr. Cooper.
All right. But I never saw anyone get so excited over nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Mary, you call that nothing? Why, if I... Dummy, what's the use? You can't argue with a woman. Operator, get me Riverdale 674.
Never saw anyone get so excited over nothing, she says.
Sometimes Hello? Hello, Betty. This is Mr. Andrews. May I speak to your father?
Oh, he isn't home, Mr. Andrews.
Isn't home? But he has something of mine that I need right away.
Oh, well, what is it?
A creel.
A creel? Oh, a fishing creel?
That's right, Betty. He borrowed it a few weeks ago. Yes, Betty, that's usually when you borrow a creel. So would you mind...
Oh, sure, I remember Mr. Andrews, and golly, was he ever lucky that day.
Yes, but would you bring...
He caught more fish than I ever saw before.
Yes, but would you bring...
Great big one.
Chris, would you bring...
We had them for supper, and they were delicious.
Betty!
Yes, Mr. Andrews?
Your father's fishing triumphs are very interesting. But if you don't mind, I'd rather try my own luck than hear about his. So would you please bring my creel over here?
Oh, golly, sure, Mr. Andrews. I'll bring it right over.
All right, Betty. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Mr. Andrews. Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, that Betty. Sometimes I think she's as bad as... Oh, great. Now what?
Hello.
Oh, good grief. Jughead.
What'd you expect? Willie the Whale?
No, Jughead, I did not expect Willie the Whale or you either. Come in.
I brought you fishing rod.
Oh, good. Thanks, Jughead.
My Uncle Herman says thanks a lot.
It's all right, Jughead.
He sure had good luck with it.
Yes,
Jughead. He caught dozens and dozens of fish.
Yes, Jughead.
He never saw such beauty. Somewhere as big as this. And they were delicious. We had them for supper.
Jughead, all right. So everybody in town has had great luck with my fishing equipment. But why do I have to stand here and listen to it?
Well, why don't you go fishing?
Oh, me. Jughead, it so happens that's what I'm
Dad,
trying
to...
I got one. Oh, fine. Archie,
I... Gee whiz, Dad. Isn't this a swell grasshopper? Isn't it a beauty? Isn't it a Lulu?
Looks just like my Uncle Herman.
Jughead, be quiet. And Archie, look. That is undoubtedly the loveliest, most beautiful specimen of grasshopper ever brought into captivity. But will you please quit waving it around and go put it in a jar or something?
Sandwiches. Oh, hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Isn't this a beautiful grasshopper, Mom?
Oh, Archie, take it away.
Well, gee whiz,
get
Mama.
It out of here. Get it out
Mary,
of here.
I don't
It'll
see.
Get loose and you'll never catch
Mary,
it.
Mary, I don't
get in the pooter in our bed or something.
Mary! Will you stop getting hysterical over a harmless little grasshopper?
Well, wouldn't you get hysterical if Archie shoved that grasshopper right under your nose?
He did and I didn't. Stop getting so excited over nothing.
Fred, it's not nothing. What's he doing with a grasshopper in here anyway?
It's bait.
Bait? For fishing?
Yes, for fishing.
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, I'll certainly be happier when you actually get started on that fishing trip.
Mary, believe me, so will I. But I'll never get started if I have to stop and argue with everybody around here.
I'm not arguing.
Jug, be quiet.
Well, I'll go get a box for you to keep your sandwiches in.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. I better find my fishing boots or I'll never get out of here.
Fishing boots?
Yes, Archie, my high wading boots. At least I know where they are, in the closet. Just saw them there.
Dad.
Yes, Archie?
You remember the other day when it was raining so hard?
Yes.
And I couldn't find my rubbers?
Yes.
And I had to run over to Betty's?
Yes.
And you said I could wear your fishing boots?
Yes.
Well, while I was running, I split one of them.
Well, good, I owe you. Split one of them? Archie, you didn't.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good grief, Archie. How am I going to go fishing in no wading boots?
If you stay in shallow water, you can use my galoshes.
Doug, be quiet.
Gee, but Dad, I know.
Know what?
Veronica's father has a beautiful pair of new wading boots.
Yeah, well, what good does that do? He does?
Uh-huh. And I bet if I called Veronica, she'd lend me her father's boots.
Well, now, that's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Call her right now, Archie.
Okay, Dad. Operator, get me Riverdale 318, please. I hope Veronica's home, Dad. I wouldn't
Hello?
Want to... Hello, Veronica. This is Archie.
Oh. Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine.
Hi, y'all, Archiekin.
Oh, great.
It's awful good to hear your voice, Archie. See ya.
Archie, if something's tickling you, scratch it. Ask her about the boots.
Oh, okay, Dad, okay. Veronica.
Yes, Archie.
Veronica, could I borrow your father's fishing boots for my father?
Fishing boots? Why, of course, Archie. I'll bring them right over.
Okay, Veronica. Thanks a million. Goodbye.
Bye, Archie.
What'd she say, Archie?
Oh, she said she'd bring them right over, Dad.
Oh, that's fine, fine. Now, as soon as Betty gets here with that creel and Veronica brings the boots over, maybe I'll get to go fishing yet. So you go on out and catch some more of those grasshoppers so I can have them...
Here's a shoebox.
Shoebox? Mary, what do I need a shoebox for?
To put those sandwiches in.
What sandwiches?
The sandwiches I made for you to take along on your fishing trip, of course.
Mary, I know that, but where are they?
Where are they? Fred, I put them down right... Jughead.
Miss Andrews?
Jughead, what are you eating?
Sandwich and ketchup.
Oh, great.
Gee whiz, Jughead, that's my father's sandwich.
It was.
Jughead, do you mean to say you just saw some sandwiches and helped yourself to them?
I thought that's what they were there for.
Oh, for pity's sake. Jughead, you might have...
Now, Mary, don't start crying over spilled sandwiches. He's eaten them and there's not much we can do about it. I don't want to waste time while you lecture Jughead on his manners. Just make me some more sandwiches. I want to go fishing.
All right, Fred, all right. I'll make some more, but see that nobody eats them this time.
Well, this time, put them where Jughead won't get them.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Andrews.
Jughead, it's all right. But for Pete's sake, you and Archie go on out and catch me some more grasshoppers, or I'll never get started on that trip.
Okay, Dad, come on, Jughead.
I am.
Oh, that Jughead. Sometimes I wonder if he isn't the first cousin to... Oh, no. Isn't that thing ever going to stop ringing?
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Mr. Warren. Come in.
Thanks, Mr. Andrews. Say, what's the shoebox for?
Huh? Oh, this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm theoretically going on a little fishing trip this afternoon, Mr. Warren. Mm-hmm. And my wife is theoretically making me some sandwiches for lunch on the trip. Mm-hmm. And the sandwiches are theoretically going to this shoebox.
Oh, I see. Well, I have a great suggestion, Mr. Andrews. And there's nothing theoretical about it.
For catching fish?
No, for putting the finishing touches to the perfect lunch.
What's that?
Just have Mrs. Andrews put in plenty of those luscious Kraft Dairy Fresh caramels for dessert.
Mmm, that's not a bad idea.
You bet it isn't. Those tasty, tantalizing Kraft caramels make a grand dessert. They're ideal for a box lunch.
Yeah, you're right.
Of course I am.
Yep.
Pack a couple of the 6-piece bars or the big, economical 1-pound bag in with the lunch, and you'll have a real taste treat waiting for you.
Mm-mm.
And especially on a fishing trip, Mr. Andrews,
yeah.
Kraft Dairy Fresh caramels will give you all the quick energy and nutrition you need to pull in the big ones.
Yep.
That's because they're not only good, but good for you. Made with fresh sweet milk and the finest ingredients money can buy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So be sure to tell Mrs. Andrews that you want some of those bite-sized, chewy, soft Kraft Dairy Fresh caramels. The candy treat that can't be beat.
Mr. Warren, I'll do that right now.
All right, Mr. Andrews, I'll run along now. And good fishing to you.
Thanks, Mr. Warren. Boy, that was a good idea. I'll tell Mary about it. Oh, great. Now what?
Hello, Mr. Andrews. I brought the creel.
Oh, Betty, good. I'm glad you... Betty, is that it?
Uh-huh. Here you are, Mr. Andrews.
Betty.
Yes, Mr. Andrews?
Betty, I don't mean to confuse you, but this is not a creel.
It isn't?
No, Betty. This is a reel.
A reel?
Uh-huh, Betty. A reel.
And you wanted a creel?
Yes, Betty. A creel.
And a reel's not the same as a creel?
No, Betty. A reel is not a creel.
Golly. Somehow I still feel a reel's really a creel.
Oh, no. Betty, look. I can't help how you feel, but a reel is made of steel. And a reel is a deal to hold a trout or an eel.
An eel? Golly, who'd make a meal of an eel?
Oh, no. Betty, look, this is my last appeal to stop talking about reels, creels, and eels before I start to squeal.
Okay, Mr. Andrews, I won't say another word. I'll take this creel home and bring back a reel.
Oh, great, Betty, you got it backwards. You'll take this reel home and bring me a creel.
Creel, reel, what's the difference as long as I bring back the gadget you want?
Well, you got something there, but hurry up. I want to get started on my trip.
Okay, Mr. Andrews, I'll be right back.
Oh, that Betty. Say, I better check the reel on that fishing pole, make sure it's in good shape. Let me see now. You're great, great. Just look at that line, all snarled up. Good thing I decided to check it. I
Mr.
never...
Andrews?
Yes, Jughead?
Archie wants to know how many grasshoppers you want him to catch.
Oh, great. As many as he can, Jughead. But, Jughead...
Yes?
Just what did your Uncle Herman use this reel for? Catching sea serpents?
Why? Is it broken?
No, Jughead, but the line is not only all snarled up, but it's wound on crooked.
Oh, that. I guess I did that.
You did?
Uh-huh. After my Uncle Herman got back from fishing, I used the line to fly my kite.
Oh, no! Jughead, how could you be so dumb?
It was easy.
Jughead, never mind the joke. I better just get to work and unravel this line, or I'll never get going.
I know a good way to fix it, Mr. Andrews.
What is the good way?
Well, I'll hold one end of the line while you walk back into the living room until you have it all straightened out, and then you reel it in again.
Well, Jughead, that's not a bad idea. Here, you hold the line while I back up and unwind it.
Okay.
Good. Now hold it tight.
I will.
All right. Now I'll back up.
Careful of that table, Mr. Andrews.
I see it, Jughead.
Careful of that chair, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, I see it.
Look out for the lamp, Mr. Andrews.
I see it, Jug. Well, there we are, Jughead. Got the line all stretched out straight.
You see? I told you it was a good idea.
Yeah, it was. Now, you just hold the line taut while I reel it in, and everything will be
okay. Oh, Dad, what happened to Jughead?
Archie, look out for the line. Ah! Oh! Archie, I told you to look out. Did you hurt yourself?
I sure didn't do myself any good. Oh, my nose.
Gee whiz, didn't you see the line, Archie?
I sure didn't. And what's the line doing there anyway?
Archie,
I'm trying to catch grasshoppers for you, Dad, and then you trip me up with a line.
Archie,
my nose feels like it's broken.
What feels like it's broken?
My nose.
Your nose?
Hey.
Archie, what happened to your nose?
He sat on it.
Doug, be quiet.
Oh, my nose.
Now, Archie, take your hand away from it and let me see it.
Okay. But it sure hurts.
Oh, dear. It's all swollen. Fred, I better call the doctor.
Doctor, just because he bumped his nose?
Mom, I don't need a doctor. I just
Archie, you keep out of this. Fred, it may be just a bump, as you say, but maybe it's broken.
Mary, his nose isn't broken. He just...
Fred, I just want to make sure. A broken nose is a serious thing.
Sure.
Mary,
I'll call the doctor right now.
Mary, you're making a mountain out of a nose. Oh, great. Jughead, will you answer that bell?
Okay, Mr. Andrews.
Gee whiz, Dad. Maybe my nose is broken. It's wobbling.
Archie, your nose always wobbled. And it isn't
it's
any...
Veronica, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, fine. Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. I brought the wading boots. My goodness, Archie, why are you holding your nose?
Because I just fell on it.
Fred, I called the doctor and he said he'd be right over it. Oh, hello, Veronica.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Mary, I tell you, there was no reason to call the doctor for a little...
Oh, dear. Jughead, answer that, please.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
How did Archie fall on his nose?
He tripped over my fishing line, Veronica, and broke it in half.
His nose?
No, my fishing line.
Fred, is this any time to worry about a fishing line?
It's Betty, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, great.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. I brought the real creel this time, and... Archie, what happened?
I fell on my nose.
Golly, how'd you do that?
He tripped on a fishing line.
Veronica, what are you doing here?
Well, if you must know, I brought Miss Jane with my father's wading boots.
Came over to see Archie, you know.
Now, girls, just a minute. We have enough trouble right now without you two getting into any hair-pulling matches. So before this goes any further, Betty, I want you to stand right where you are and not move for anything. Do you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
And Veronica, I want you to go over to that couch and sit down.
But I only...
Veronica, I said sit down and stay seated.
Well, all right.
What was that?
Your fishing rod.
Oh, all right. For a minute, I thought it was you, my fishing rod. Veronica, did you break my fishing rod?
Fred, you told her to sit down there yourself.
Mary,
Golly, it sure is broken.
Betty,
how are you going to go fishing now, Dad?
Archie,
you feel like they do in Hawaii.
Jughead, just be...
I'm awful sorry, Mr. Andrews.
Now, just a minute here. Just 1 minute. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Jug, be quiet. Now, evidently I made a serious mistake when I decided to go fishing half an hour ago. I assumed that I could go fishing when I wanted to, just like millions of men do. But I was wrong.
In this house, nobody does anything like other people do.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. Oh, I don't know.
Jughead, be quiet. My efforts to go fishing have caused only trouble and more trouble until now my fishing line is torn, my fishing rod is broken, and Archie has a bump on his nose. So it is quite obvious that I'd better quit trying to go fishing right now before the house burns down or somebody gets killed. So let's all forget about my fishing trip. You kids can just go on home, and I'll spend the rest of the afternoon quietly reading my newspaper. You're fine.
Jughead, answer that, please.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Now, I hope that settles that. Veronica, you take those fishing boots and
go. Is the doctor, Mr. Andrews?
Well, hello, Mr. Andrews. Oh, hello, Mrs.
Doctor.
Andrews.
Hello, Dr. Dressler.
Well, now, what seems to be the trouble?
There's lots of trouble, Doctor, but all you have to worry about is Archie.
That's enough.
Jug, be quiet.
Archie, what's wrong with Archie?
He tripped a few minutes ago and fell on his nose.
Oh, I see. Well, let's have a look at that nose, Archie. Where does it hurt?
Right here.
Is that the only place?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't hurt here at all?
Nope. Oh, is it serious, Doctor?
No, Mrs. Andrews, not at all. From what I can make out, the boy just has a simple bruise, and he'll be fine by tomorrow.
Gee whiz.
You see, Mary, I told you there was no reason to call the doctor. I told you Archie was all right.
You're not.
Yes, I... Huh?
That's right. Your nerves certainly seem to be in bad shape.
My nerves? Oh, Doc, that's just because I'm a little upset about
the fact...
It
doesn't matter what you're upset about, Mr. Andrews. I've told you time and time again that with your blood pressure, you mustn't get too excited.
Yeah. You did say that.
So I insist, Mr. Andrews, for your own good, that you listen and obey my orders.
Well, sure, Doc. What do you want me to do?
I want you to relax, Mr. Andrews, right now. And there's nothing that I can recommend more than that you take the rest of the day off and go out and go fishing.
Do a little... I go fishing.
I think
I've been running all night.
The Andrews will be back in just a moment. But first, a hint to homemakers on how to catch a whole mess of compliments. There's nothing to it. Just bait your family's appetites with one of their favorite dinners and then top it off with heaping dishes of Kraft Frizz. Frizz, that's F-R-I-Z-Z, the marvelous ice cream you make at home whenever you want to serve truly delicious, rich-tasting ice cream. And it's so very easy to fix. You add, now get this, you only add water. Only water to Kraft Frizz. Mix according to the simple directions printed right on the label and freeze it right in your own refrigerator ice tray. Frizz is economical. Each package makes 6 generous servings. You can vary the flavor by merely adding chocolate, fruit, coffee, or peppermint candy as you make it. Look for Frizz at your food store. Buy a few packages tomorrow. Remember, you'll reel in more whopping big compliments than ever before when you serve delicious Kraft Frizz ice cream. And now, back to the Andrews. It's later that same day, and peace and quiet have been restored to the Andrews household.
Well, Mary, I've decided to take the doctor's advice after all and go fishing.
Oh, but Fred,
yes, sir, I'm leaving all the fancy stuff at home. Take along a hook and a line. I'll cut myself a fish pole when I get out there. That way, I'm sure to have a nice, peaceful time. Probably catch more fish that way.
But, Fred,
Well, Mary, what is it?
You can't go fishing now. Archie took the car for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, no.
To another trench-type chapter of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Campbell, and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Yorman and Arthur Q. Bryan. Veronica and Betty are played by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice, and the doctor was Eric Dressler. Music is by George Wright. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Wednesday night when Kraft Caramels, Kraft Malted Milk, and Frizz again bring to Archie Andrews. Bob Orr speaking. So long!
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.